long have you been involved with the farmers market here?
I've been managing it the past 3 years. I've been with the revitalization program almost 4 years.
And I mean, I have not come to this market frequently, but just, you know, it does seem like it's grown a lot in the last couple of years.
Yes, yes. So we've been marketing it more, and vendors have heard about it. People are hearing about it. So, and we're educating people that this is our chance. You know, the farmers are kind of a dying breed. So this is our opportunity to actually get some education and knowledge from them.
And how, like, far are the vendors coming from? Are they all pretty local, or are they coming a ways away?
We try to stay to the North Woods, which is usually, like, Highway 29 North. So we have them from Wausau, Chester, Antigo, and then even up to the UP. So some of our microgreens and stuff are from the UP, and some of our honey and maple syrup. So, yes.
And so at this up, you've got Wednesdays and Sundays, what can people find if they come out to the Sunday market?
It's a little bit different. Some of our farmers are not here on Sundays, but we have some other ones. So you definitely have your better pick of the produce on Wednesdays, but we still do have a lot of the farmers that come on Sundays. So right now in June, we're starting to see strawberries. Asparagus is already done. Rhubarb will soon be done. But you're starting to get more of the tomatoes, broccoli, cauliflower, kohlrabi, all of the different kind of farm fresh produce.
Yeah, the vendor next to us, those huge kohlrabi.
Yes, yes, they even get bigger. It's amazing how big they get. But then they'll get in the spring or in the summer, we get more of the fruits. So we'll start getting the blueberries, the honeyberries. Lots more strawberries. The strawberries sold out early today because there wasn't a lot. But yeah, and then in the fall, we start getting the pumpkins and the corn and the squash and cabbage and all of that fun stuff. So, and you'll see the farmers start bringing the dill from their gardens so that people that do can and grow their own gardens, they have some of the things that maybe they don't grow that they can throw in with the salsas and stuff that they're making. So
that's great. And I saw you doing the Facebook Live. What kind of is the motivation behind that, or what's been the response to that?
It's phenomenal. People love it. I started it, I think, last year. Just to give people an idea of where the vendors are and the layout, because you know we got to walk a little bit to get to our market. So bring a wagon and you can see where all the vendors are and just show the produce, because it does. Every market from Wednesday to Sunday is a different market. We have different vendors, we have different produce, different crafts, everything. So definitely gives everybody a bird's eye peek of what we have.
That's great. And what are some of, I guess, the initiatives or goal this year with the market?
Just to really support our farmers. I mean, that's our main mission, is to really get the farmers out and their products sold, because they are picking it fresh. It's not something they can just pack up and take to the next market. And then the artisans, give them a venue to show their craft and their art. You know, a lot of them are hobbyists, so it gives them a venue to sell their neat crafts. So.
And then, so you also have like UW Extension out here working with people too?
Yeah, we also allow nonprofits to come in. And so we have that. And then Mary from the UW Extension, we have a grow and gather that we're doing with our Northeast Farmers Market Coalition. And we're trying to show people how to use the produce. Like maybe you don't know how to use it. And so today she has strawberry infused water, a really simple way to throw fruit into your water and have that the nutrients from it. So every week we'll try to do something different and have recipes and try to really just grow and gather is a tasting and education venue that we're going to add to the market.
Well, is there anything else that people should know before they head out to the market?
Bring some bags, bring a cart, and your walking shoes. And most vendors take cash, some take credit card, but it's always great to stop at that ATM. But yeah, support our local farmers and our families that are loving what they're doing. Very passionate is what you'll find at the market. And come have fun, spend the day. We have our food court with the food trucks. And it's come experience it is what I have to say, is a market is really something you experience.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Katie.